Hi, this is Senior Esteban.
This is Kyle.
And this is Steve. And you're listening to another proud production of the 4i Radio Network, also known as
The Fern.
For more great content, check out www.4iradio.com.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Kyle from Arcade Bros. If you're like me, you like a little joy in your life. We're proud to present that we are sponsored by America Joy Print Shop. If you need cut vinyl, store lettering, business printing, forms, car magnets, and anything else printing needs, America Joy is the one for you. When you contact America Joy, just tell them The Fern sent you.
Special show for you guys tonight. Like really special. We have a full house. So if everyone wants to just go around and introduce their special little selves.
All right. I'm Conifer. I'm from Oregon. I travel in a VW, I guess, and play music. I've been doing it for 6 months.
Right on. What part of Oregon?
Grants Pass, Southern
Grants
Oregon.
I love driving through Grants Pass. Okay. No, I love Oregon. Next up, though, we've got...
Hello, everybody. I'm Caleb.
Anything you want to say about yours? No?
Nope.
Nothing special?
That's right. Me. Hey.
Moving on.
Hey there. This is Danger Paul from the band Psychedelephants and Rolling Blackouts. Tempe local.
Yay! And another one of our favorite Tempe locals who's a regular.
You have the coolest VW bus I've ever seen.
I just scored that in Colorado.
I really want to move into it and have it be my home.
That's great. It's my
incredible.
Home.
I love it.
No, it's
I'm Mark.
Well, we know that.
Yeah.
But is your V-Dub like a splitty? Your windows? No. Okay.
I wish.
I didn't.
Dancing bears in the windows. This thing is incredible.
It's enough. There's enough. Like, there's dancing bears. It doesn't need splitties. So welcome all to the show. Typically we like to start off with Natalie's not here tonight because she decided football was more important, and not American football, but she's kicking around a ball with her feet. We'll see how that goes for her. But usually we like to start off with your awkward moment of the week, unless you're somebody like Mark Norman and you never feel awkward in any situation. And so instead you can tell us an awkward moment you witnessed.
Okay, I got one.
Yeah.
Okay, this happened a long time ago.
That's fine.
And it's semi-awkward to me.
Okay.
Because I was in a position to do something. And I was in this college in L.A., and there was this blind guy with tapping his cane and walking through the hall. You know, it's like a real accessible college. They're making it, you know, for everyone can be a part of it.
Yes, equal opportunity college.
Yeah, and he's tip tapping the cane, you know, and just going down the hall. And it's everyone's already scattered in a class right now. And I'm like watching from above the stairs, and there's this like one of those overhanging, like, you know, trophy case things that don't go all the way to the ground. So, and it was sticking out about 3 feet, and he's walking straight towards it, and I saw it coming, and I was, in my mind, I was screaming, stop!
But he's blind, not deaf.
And I know, I'm saying this was my awkward, embarrassing, I feel bad to this day for this damn moment. It was this. And I didn't say a word, but I watched it, and he walked right into it. No one saw but me, and I felt so bad for him, and I'm a terrible person.
Aww.
Because of it.
Then he just walked away, like, in shame.
No, yeah. And he just, like, gathered himself and, like, just, you know, he's been done it before, I'm sure. And, but it was, like, so bad. Same word. So. Okay, enough about me.
Mark, I have to say, if it makes you feel any better, my dad had some friends in college who one of them roomed with a blind guy. And his roommate thought it was super fun to change the furniture around when he was at class.
I can't feel better.
Oh, man.
That's great.
So, yeah. True story. That happened.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. Who's your blind roommate?
Okay, Paul, what's your awkward moment?
All right, I do have one. So, Saturday night, I went over to James' birthday party, James and Andy's party. On the way there, I took a lift there, and I get out on the street, and I look over, and I think I see James's truck. So I start walking up, and the door is wide open. So I walk into this house, and I look over, and there's some guy sitting there on the couch in front of the TV looking at his cell phone. And then I just stopped. I looked over, and I saw a pool table. And I was like, this isn't James's house. So he just turned around and ran out the door. And he never saw me. He was too stuck looking at his cell phone.
Well, that's good.
He was right in front of me, like 10 feet away.
That's wow. A really
And
that's
then I just
lucky.
Walked down the street over to James's party. I didn't even tell anybody that night.
That was
I was just like, really? I was just kind of weirded out. And
that
I was
sly.
Like,
that was sly.
Yeah, I was pretty ninja.
That was
ninja
home, that's home invasion. Danger, that was home invasion.
He's gonna break in.
He's a little slick Rick on that.
He's gonna look at you and then he's gonna run away.
Oh man.
So that was mine for the week.
All right, Caleb.
Oh man, I don't even want to tell mine. Mine's so typical.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was gonna be that bad that like. None of us are supposed to know that we know you or that we've ever heard of you.
No way.
I've never seen that guy. I can't positively identify this man. No.
What is it? Come on.
Come on. I went to Buffalo Exchange to sell some clothes so I could get a really cool jacket that I saw there.
And they didn't want any of your items.
Yeah, that would have been really sad. But they did buy... two things.
Well, that's...
So I pretty much got this jacket for, like, half off, which was sweet. It's awesome. I wish I was wearing it now.
Yeah.
It's a little hot out tonight. But we're not going to talk about the weather.
No.
That's awkward situation number one, first date.
Why was that awkward?
I love talking about the weather with dates. I love it.
But so why is your 50% off jacket awkward?
Oh, well, so after I buy it, and a long, grueling mistake of accidentally jamming the cash register to where cash register, David, I think his name was, it locked up and held, like, five other people up. Like, took a while. Took a little while. Like, way too long.
That's just a bummer, Sauce.
Yeah, right? But we figured it out. I buy my jacket. I take all my clothes. I put them back in my...
It's making me feel uncomfortable now.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, this is a really bad one. It was super... I didn't want
Aaron,
to tell
is this
story.
Your most awkward moment?
I think this is my most awkward moment for the week. But Conifer?
No. I guess I actually do have one. I was an out.
You're just going to skip me.
Well,
come on. There's no skipping. There's no skipping in podcasts.
It was that awkward that I was just like,
you're
okay.
Creating it.
Well, I was at Subway, and I was in Albuquerque.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened to your Subway? I'm not
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque Subway. I met this guy. He was just some, like, deadhead or whatever, and... We wanted to go get some food. I was playing on the street, so we jumped in his truck and went to Subway and just got food, and I ordered my shit and came back. And I forgot my wallet, though. And so I was just going to go into his truck and grab my wallet, you know, whatever. And I go in there, and it's a brown truck, some Chevy, I don't know. And
I thought it was his truck, at least, and it was right next to some mattress store.
It's the like week of mistaken trucks with the balls.
Right out of the house.
Yeah, and I just get it, and I'm start like ruffling through everything. I'm like, "Where's my wallet?" I'm like, "Can't find anything." And this guy comes out. He's like, "What the hell are you doing?" He's like, ready to like beat me up. I'm like, "Whoa, dude! I'm just looking for my wallet. Like, what's the deal?" Like, he's like, "What are you doing in my truck?" I'm like, "Whoa, my bad." Like.
That is pretty bad.
Hold on, Chief. Like, it was an honest mistake.
See, yeah.
I'm a traveler. Then he was cool. Like, exactly. I explained myself. We had a cigarette.
We have a lot. Like, we have a lot in common there, but the part is you're not supposed to get caught.
Yeah. It was right. Apparently, he worked at the shop. He like saw me. 2013. He was just like watching me the whole time.
Paul, you just need to teach him the ways of the ninja. That's what you gotta do.
The danger ninja. The guy didn't even say anything. The guy who I was with, he knew. He was just laughing. He could have came out and been like, "That's not my truck," but he just wanted
hey,
to
buddy,
see
what happened. Yeah. Oh. So awesome. My most awkward moment was I was at the Buffalo Exchange this week, and the line got held up. No, I'm kidding. Actually, I had a pretty stellar week. I think the most awkward part of it was, so I had a party on Saturday night and knew that I had to go to this like bridal expo for work the next day. I was like, fuck this noise. Don't want to do it. Called them when I was already like 30 minutes late just because I was like, okay, I'm really hoping that they're going to be like, you don't need to come. You don't need to come. Show up there pissed off, like still drunk. And I was like, hey, like made some really snarky comment about communication within the company. And the woman who organized the whole thing was just like playing victim and was like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's all my fault. It's all my fault. She sent me home in under a fucking hour. So like I didn't need to be there. Didn't need to be there. But then like I was still drunk and went and grabbed drinks with my friend. And felt really guilty about the fact that I had parked at St. Mary's Basilica the entire time that I was, like, at this bridal expo and drinking. Because, like, I was running late, so I decided to drive to the expo instead of just, like, walking because my bike is busted. So I was like, yeah. I can't skateboard there quickly enough. And walking, I'm going to get distracted by stray dogs. So I'm just going to drive. So by the time I get back to my car, I was like, feel really awful that I left my car at the church all day. I don't know why I felt really bad about it. So, like, my drunk ass decided I needed to just light some prayer candles. And that's pretty much where it ends. Because it was just
the
like.
What the fuck are you doing?
So, did you light them?
The church was closed. And then I just sat on the church steps for a minute.
That was a drunken debacle.
I was just like, wow. I'm drunk and I feel guilty and like I have this like Catholic remorse.
And
so like,
you brought God into it. You brought God into it.
A hospital and a bridal shower and then immediately went back to a church.
I was just like, I gotta go back to the church. The church is closed. What the fuck? Like, I don't know why. I just felt like so compelled in my drunk state that I needed to like pray for people or like I wanted to see a priest and have confession. Like I wanted to apologize for parking my car there all day and getting wasted and like leaving my car in a spot where like some old lady could have come in and actually like counted her rosary beads or something. Like I just felt really guilty about it, which was weird because like I usually don't think about church.
I think you just wanted that cliche movie moment to happen.
I was just like, I'm so drunk right now, and I feel like I need to go to church. And that, like, I felt
did
really
you
off.
Get in?
No, like, they were closed.
Yeah, the movies,
I was like,
they make it seem like churches are open 24/7.
I was like pulling on the doors of the church, and finally the security guard walks by, and I'm like, hey. I know, right? I was like Quasimodo.
Hey, you got a badge.
I was like drunk Moonimoto or something, like. I don't know. It was really funny because the next day I felt really awkward about it. I was like, wow, I was wasted and felt super compelled to go to church. I guess maybe I just wanted to sip on some of the blood of Christ and by that just like chug a shit ton of wine. But that was my awkward moment.
In the middle of a
bridal expo.
And then like light a bunch of candles.
Like, I need to pray for everybody I know and get more drunk.
And light things on fire.
Okay. Yeah. I probably would have set the tree. I think they saw me coming.
And they locked the
door. And they were like, no.
Like, no, this one cannot.
Let her do it.
Like, she's never going to be saved.
We'll light these fucking candles in the church.
It would have been better if I, like, had some candles already in my purse and just, like, lit them on the steps or something. I don't know. I felt...
With your tears.
I know. My sinner's tears are lighting these candles. It's going to turn into its own horror film. I don't know. But...
Attack of the Bermuda Triangle number two.
So, yeah, you guys came in with a lot of... music. You want to make that happen?
Yeah,
we don't have to do it right now.
We can do whatever.
We can do whatever you want.
What do you got? What kind of tunes you guys got?
Do whatever you want.
You gonna do that? Motown?
What, you want me to do that?
Yeah,
well, I wish we had like five like sexy black women who just knew how to sing.
We are five sexy black women.
No,
oh.
We are six
sexy black women.
That's what we are, and we don't need no men.
Seven?
No, we don't.
You're so strong.
Yeah.
Oh, so strong.
We'll make sure music happens, though, because I don't think anyone's ready for that right now.
Yeah, we can switch to music in a little bit.
But,
yeah.
So, what else is new? Any fun projects? You're traveling. What are your plans? You got here from Albuquerque?
I guess, yeah, that was the last place I was in. I came from Colorado. Well, ultimately, I came from Oregon.
Yeah.
I've been traveling for 6 months, started out hitchhiking just with nothing but a backpack. Ended up getting, like, kicked down a car in Montana, got my van. And now I'm just, it was too cold in Colorado and in New Mexico, too.
Right?
Everyone
like,
was
up
like,
in
oh,
Taos, they've already got
there,
snow.
But,
it's elevation.
Nuts. It's summer over here still. It really
is. All the time.
Yeah.
It was cold like last week.
Consistent soundtrack for Arizona.
And this guy, I ran into all my old friends. I haven't seen like 5 years probably. Really.
Yeah.
So. Oh, you guys are old buddies?
Yeah, long
time. That's bitchin'.
Oh, man. The story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
we are not going to go there. I refuse.
No? Why not? Why not?
Because I
refuse. Do it. Do it.
Those were the crazier times. Those were probably the craziest times of my life, I'd say.
Right?
At the Hello House.
The Hello House.
I did a little tour with Poem. Those guys. Yeah.
Okay. No, I know those kids. Yeah.
And Prescott.
Yeah.
You don't need to say anymore. I get it. I get it. Oh, man. So.
What you got, Aaron?
Did you guys hear about this invisible bike helmet?
Yeah, I did, actually.
With the hair looking thing.
I saw
thing.
One of those.
Like a hair piece.
Did you? You saw the photo. You didn't see the video, then.
Like, it's legit. I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Conifer, you know what
like
that?
It's like a scarf.
Yeah, it's like a neck brace, basically.
Did
that
it work? Did
on
it save
impact,
her life?
On impact, it explodes a whole, like, airbag over your head.
You know those, like, Venus flytrap things in Mario? It's, like, one of those swallowing your head.
That's totally what it looks like.
I needed that example.
It's like,
Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, it's so crazy because, like, I saw a bunch of people posting, like, the link to it, and I finally watched the video. And these ladies in Sweden have been developing this for, like, the past 7 years. And they were just like, no, we're going to change the world with this because we want to make some, like, they've been.
Change the world.
With a.
Fashion on motorbikes.
Legit,
well, no, it's totally
it's,
legit
yeah,
because,
yeah,
like,
legit.
Most bike helmets aren't comfortable. And they even did research where they were, like, they simulated, like.
A crash.
Bike crashes. And they were researching.
Hello? Researching what kind of thing?
They were researching, like, where certain impacts happen and where you are most likely to fall. And that's how they developed this piece that they developed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it fastens around your neck. And then when the impact happens, you're getting eaten by... going down the wrong pipe in Mario. But it's protecting your brain.
That is awesome. I love that.
It does, yeah. You can really fall at any angle and be protected.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like, because the whole time I was just like, how is this invisible? How is this working? And it does work, apparently. I trust these ladies. They have really cute style, really cute.
It looked fashionable, too.
They have really cute accents. I trust anybody with a good accent. Maybe that's a downfall for me.
Sucker.
But they were these like cute Nordic girls. And I was like, oh, you make me want to listen to Bjork right now.
Yeah,
I've never actually seen anyone have one, though.
Are they on the market yet?
I don't think they're on the market yet. I think it's just...
I saw the video like half a year ago, I think.
Really?
But
well, maybe we're just slow because we're the United States.
I just saw it like last week.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I just saw the actual video today. So
yeah,
I saw the link for it a week ago.
I forget where I ran across it.
I still don't understand this Harry Potter bullshit.
Like, it's total magic.
Like shield that will protect you.
Pretty much.
Bicycle that's invisible so you can still look cool and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Pretty much.
It's like a head gobbler. Just gobbles your head and shoulders and goes, I won't let you get hit.
It's a neck brace that looks cute that attacks your head when you get into an accident.
Yeah, it looks like a scarf that like is triggered.
It comes out of this like
shit.
You know, like those weird like neck pillows that you see people on the planes with sometimes? It's like that, but then like it has little like buttons, like button snaps. So you snap it around your neck so you don't have to worry about it when you're riding your bike. And if you get hit by something, it just protects you.
Just like that. Exactly.
Yeah.
It is. It comes free. The spaceship noises are free on the side.
It's true. Yeah, right? Because like everything should have a spaceship noise. I personally recently I was thinking about
a spaceship in New Mexico.
I bet you did.
I was camping outside Rainy of Roswell? Albuquerque. Right? Yeah. Well, sort of.
Area 60.
They're trying to get their best
60 something, 63, 67, 66.
What is it? No. Six. I don't think.
It's one of those. Yeah. It's a 60.
51.
Yeah, I am so bad.
It's 60 something.
Oh, shows how smart I am. Whatever, I'm just part of an alien force.
Yeah, but you actually saw a spaceship, or you saw like a light that looks like a spaceship?
No, like legitimately, I was camping outside of Albuquerque in the Scandia Trail.
How much peyote you take?
I don't know. Honestly, I did take a couple hits of acid.
Some good stages.
But it was like, there we go. It was way later on.
All
it was way later
your
on.
It was after. It was after the visitation of the extraterrestrial
force. No, it was
force.
Legit. Like a Star Wars like thing going into hyperspace, like above me. Like, it was insane.
That sounds cool.
That sounds pretty bitchin'.
Like, I've seen like lights or whatever that I consider UFOs, but I've never seen anything like that.
Something just went.
I think it's just the government, though. New Mexico. Everyone. The first thing that people told me was, like, look in the skies if you're here. That was the first thing that was told to me in New Mexico.
How long were you there for? Did you see the balloon festival or anything?
No, I was there.
Because that was early last month.
I was there just a little bit after that, yeah.
All right.
Went to a thing at the
I heard that's
casino
like huge,
that
though.
Night.
Yeah.
And it was just, there was, like, mermaids.
You were in New Mexico?
No. The balloon fest thing you're talking about a couple weeks ago. I went down to what was that, Talking Stick?
Okay.
And there was this benefit party, and it was like there were people on stilts, there were mermaids in the pool, there was like people juggling fire. It was insane.
I love it.
It was the best part, and they gave you mugs that lit up.
This is in Vegas?
None of this is real. No, this is a
Talking Stick and like North Scottsdale bullshit.
And it was the best food that I had.
I'm coming for you, Scottsdale. You keep on
like, it's like a buffet of the best food ever. It was insane.
I'm going to get it.
Because I was just thinking.
And everyone was going towards that balloon show.
I like
and I
that
turned that
kid.
Way because I'm one of those people. I didn't realize I was going to this party. I had to turn around. Yeah.
Like, wait a minute, where am I?
Yeah, you're probably in a circus atmosphere. I think you're going to be happy for a little bit.
Yeah.
No,
plenty of things to do. That's for sure.
I was just thinking of earlier today, and I've had this thought many a time. I know it happens. I know. Believe it or not, it happens.
All sorts of SUVs and cars and turn them into.
No, Caleb, I don't think I have the rage inside me that you might, but I was thinking about it.
I really did. I thought we were
I was looking
at you, and you were looking at me, and I thought I saw the... No?
Oh.
No rage.
My new awkward moment of the week.
What were you thinking about earlier today?
So, okay. Why do I not have my paws on teleportation?
What, like these kind of paws?
Like my paws. My paws. Yeah. Those kind of paws fall. You know what paws I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, why do I not have my hands on teleportation?
Up the paws you're putting
what? Down. You should because lucid dreaming.
I don't know. I had some really awesome dreams last night, to be honest.
That's
like some really cool ones. But like I have a lot of circus friends in various areas of this land and other musicians. Yeah.
Like legitimate circus friends?
Yeah.
Nice. And I met a guy who traveled with the Renaissance Fair in a VW, like today, actually, this morning at the gas station.
Really? Yeah. Right on. What was his name?
I don't know. He came up to my van and was taking pictures. He's like, I traveled the Renaissance Fair for 20 years.
Are these like carnies?
All
right. No, they're different. They're like the fire spinners and the.
I don't trust those rides. That's all I know.
Walkers and stuff. But I was thinking about how, like, on Facebook, I'm guilty of it too, where, like, I'll invite friends of mine who don't live in the state anymore to things that are going on. And then they do it to me too. Yeah. And then it breaks my heart, but it makes me happy at the same time. And I'm like, well, fuck it. If I could just like take a 30-second travel, like show up for the night and then still get home and sleep in my bed and make it to fucking work in the morning, like fuck, I would see all of my favorite people all the goddamn time.
I think I do that too. And I like it because I think it's if someone says they're going, they're, you know, they're not going. They don't live in the state. They're not, they're flying in for this.
Oh, totally.
Come on. This isn't happening.
But you know,
but
they,
it's like, oh, and they're going to, what?
If I was like randomly in town and saw an event post that one of my friends in that same city, like, I'd be like, okay, I'm there.
Yeah, you'd message them though. You'd say, I'm in town. You wouldn't just go, I'm going.
No.
You teleport over, say, what's up? Teleport
back. When.
Oh, this is 30-second fiasco you've been talking about? Okay.
Well, so like, back in my Seattle days, like, there were some friends that they, started a new band, and they were playing at this.
I like Seattle. I was in Seattle this year, too.
I love Seattle. I lived there for, like, 3 years. Like, that town and I have a bone to pick with each other.
And so bad at the same time.
Oh, my God. So many good things and so many terrible things in Seattle. And maybe that's just my personal life in general. I don't know.
Grass is greener.
But, yeah, like, I had seen that a few of my friends had started a band together, and they were playing at, what was the name of the bookstore? But it's in Portland, and it's, like, the horse something. The horseshoe? I don't remember. It was years ago.
It's a bookstore?
Yeah, and I just showed up there. And all of a sudden, this like one guy turns around as I'm like waiting to go to the bathroom while they're doing a sound check, and he's like, I know you. I was like, yeah, you met me at
just like that?
Yeah, he was like, I know you. And I was like, yeah, you met me at that kid's house. And it was like his bass player at the time. And like, so this guy, Jeremy, whips around and he's like, oh my fucking God, Aaron Mooney. So I like doing that when you can, but it's so hard. It's not that easy. When now, if I were to do it, like, it's like 4 and 5 hours, if not more.
Yeah.
To just surprise somebody at a gig or something.
Yeah.
Because if I show up to one of your shows, like, you'll be happy that I'm there, but you won't be surprised.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I
That's
like.
That's true.
Surprise Whatever. Shows are good.
It's always so great when that happens, though, when you are surprised.
I think you're full of shit. That's what I'm telling you right now. You're full of shit. Great story. You're full of shit.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not full of shit.
Play a song.
Mark, because I did it earlier in the bathroom.
Whatever. You're a liar. You're
yeah, a I don't poop.
Bastard.
I don't poop. But you all should play some music. Do
Let's
you...
go first.
Well, you're closer to the guitars, Paul, so I mean...
If someone could go, and then I could get my stuff, because I play harmonica and tambourine, too.
Oh, she got a...
I'll get ready when one person
Here.
Goes.
My guitars, I need to grab my...
Take this, Paul. Take this.
I have
Put
other
this
things,
in your hand.
Too, so I actually
take
need
this.
To
Take this. Take your axe. Take the axe.
Caleb.
Take it. The axe is yours.
There's a harmonica.
Wield it.
And
Shit,
harmonica
I have a
case
damn, I have
a tambourine
tambo
on
my
there.
Car, too.
Well, I found that. I didn't plan for it.
Yeah, cool. Play Thank you.
I try to be as accommodating as possible.
This will be my first time playing songs sitting down with a heart, with a... What's it called? The shaker noises. Yeah. The shaker noises. This tiny guitar comes in handy, especially if I'm in a corner.
Yeah, right? This is probably the best picture of you right now.
All right, so Caleb and Conifer are going to play some jams.
Oh, Conifer, play some sucky jams with us. Oh, yeah. Just blow into that sexy high.
I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Am I going first?
The mysterious girl is so hungry.
Oh, you guys aren't playing together?
We could. I'll play with him. I'll jam with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go for it and then
do it. Going in. Just do it. Just do it, because it feels so right. It feels so right.
So I was sitting on a corner one day, and I saw a pretty young thing walking down the street, and she was headed my way. I thought to myself, oh, I gotta get her attention. So I said, hey, Sally, how about you come on over here and sit my way? And as she walked over, she slowed down and she looked at me and she said, no. She said, hey, baby, I want to come sit next to you and let you were the last man on the whole planet.
Aww.
And I said, hey, baby, if you just came over here and sat next to me, I would show you exactly where a man can be. She looked at me and said, hey, I want to give you any sort of time, and I want to talk to you, even if you were worth even a dime. And I said, Sally, my love comes free. So why don't you come on over here and sit next to me? And she just walked away.
Caleb, that sounded great, but it made me sad.
I'm sorry.
That made you sad?
Cheer up, Booker.
Who the fuck is that Sally girl? Because I'll smack her. She doesn't even want to give you a dime to sit next to you.
C'est la vie.
I guess you're right. You're
c'est
right.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. C'est la vie.
It's the way it should be.
Sorry, I don't do covers.
Oh, yeah. You sound like the Ice House Tavern. No covers allowed.
I got the reference. So I'm like, oh.
I think our most dangerous Paul Lasaurus is getting ready to.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll do one here.
The Dane.
Yeah.
So we'll see if this comes out on the mic. Yeah. My eyes glaze over. And the sun keeps beating down on me and you. Oh, stumble and fall. Watch where you're stepping. It could be your last after all. Cause dawn will be here after all. Nice.
Woo!
That's called Sun Drunk.
Well, I think you're geared up for one.
Yeah. You want me
to scoot conifer.
Over?
You got a lot of stuff.
I think I got room. No, I just got to do this.
All right.
Play harmonica.
Got
so this will be a new one. People on the hurts. People on the streets have heard this, I guess, but no one's really heard this at all. I'm gonna record a couple songs here this week, hopefully. This
nice.
Is one of them. I have stuff online, but nothing with this.
Where online can anybody hear your stuff?
Conifer.bandcamp.com.
Bandcamp. Good job.
But you spell conifer with a U at the end.
Okay.
What the hell is that?
C-O-N-I-F-U-R.
He does.
That's crazy.
Little Oregon kids.
That's not how you spell the tree, is it?
No.
Okay.
That's so you could find me on the internet.
Between the Q and that van.
To distinguish you from the other conifers on there.
Are you blaming misspelled names on the internet?
Back up a little bit because he's my favorite person.
But no, write it down for me later so I can like put it with everything
in a little black book.
And there should be a new at least three songs,
so
I'll have
people
like,
can find you and listen to it if they like what they hear.
Yeah, it's for free
to
too. I have a 6-song like album or whatever.
Right.
I recorded
should,
a trailer park in
put
Oregon,
the mic kind of in between
Yay.
The guitar.
This PBR is really
like lower it a bit. Heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, we got some good drink solos going on over here.
This is a baby guitar.
Yeah, it's a
sorry.
It's a tiny little
I'm
bear.
Sorry.
It is. It's like made for an 11-year-old, eh?
Won't drop here.
It's got the same press as normal, though.
Cause that's smaller than a 3/4.
Is that still sound the same? Is the tune the same?
Is that technically
it's kind
a
of
ukulele?
It's kind of the same size as the Mariah's.
Technically,
huh?
It's a baritone ute. I'm kidding.
It doesn't have as much resonance, but it's more fun. I feel like.
You can fucking manhandle that shit.
Jesus.
Which who doesn't like to do that
a
to a guitar?
It's just a guitar. Come on. Let's take it
I don't
easy.
Know. That's how I like to handle mine.
Oh,
oh wait. Jesus. We're talking about guitars, not men.
Ooh, look at you. You don't manhandle your men.
I can't tell whether you're purring or gurgling.
A little of both.
Mark Norman is pretty much turned on and disgusted by me at every point in time.
And I love it.
He's like equal parts.
I would never have it any other way.
The switch
that's
is
what
broken,
I look for in
water.
Aaron Mooney is those two qualities. Turned on and disgusted. I want you so bad.
But you hate me so
I want
much.
You so
but
bad.
I wanna have domestic violence with you.
And the truth
Christ.
Be told.
Sorry. You guys really
Steve,
is a Bob Dylan.
Cut it out, right? Yeah. Okay, cool. Right on, bro.
Because if I ever go missing, you're going to be one of the first people they come looking for.
What did I watch?
I'm such a good actor. There's no way they'll know.
Woo. And without further ado.
Conifer.
Conifer with you on bandcamp.com.
Come to Twisted Sister and see him tomorrow, everybody.
There we go, I like that.
Like dying. Oh, it can happen anywhere.
Mark Norman want to play a song today.
If someone gives me a guitar, Caleb, how's yours? Is that normal tuning?
Yeah. Yeah, we're just having a round robin song sesh right now, and I love it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Instead of like 99 bottles of weird beer, it's like.
I guess I'm on Facebook too.
Yeah.
There's four guitars on the wall. Pass one
down. We're down. Take it around.
Sing a song and
see what happens.
This is an awesome part in the podcast right now, Steve. We're tuning. We're just bringing
it. I was just gonna say, like, that's actually one of my favorite sounds. Is
the sound of,
tuning. Of a guitar
hearing
tuning.
A guitar being tuned.
Have you ever heard a piano being
tuned? Oh my god, hearing a guitar, like hearing a piano tune is kind of painful because it takes a lot of time. But I even like that, like raw, like awkward hitting a note, and there's just like rattle. I don't know. It's only rock and roll, and I like it.
Earlier today, I heard you only need three chords for that.
Did I made my fault? Never made a pet in my life, so let's bring that one to a grinding halt. Things change. Hope that things change my way. How about a song? String you along.
I thought you chose that song for a reason.
Apparently she's done a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't realize you and Natalie knew each other for so long.
We have deep love.
You've quite a history. So is that a Narc Mormon?
Yeah, that's a
Narc
Mormon song. It's actually about
or
going
a ghetto
to the
cowgirl.
But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But also about our soccer playing Natalie.
Oh, our beautiful little noodle foot.
That's a weird kind of foot, though.
I don't know. She is my favorite noodle. I'm like penne, spaghetti, Alfredo. Oh, wait, that's the sauce. Noodle-y is my favorite. Tortellini, like, I don't know. Ravioli.
I like tortellini.
Noodle's my favorite noodle.
I just want pasta so bad right now. Which you guys are killing me.
Which one looks like a bow tie for mice?
Those are
Yeah, that's like the... I'm not Italian.
The bow tie one.
Yeah,
the bow tie pasta.
The bow tie noodle.
The one when you look
way better
the
than a noodle
goes,
foot
like
is a bow tie noodle.
I want to eat bow tie.
I don't think I would actually want to eat a noodle that looked like a foot.
Yeah, I'd rather have a bow tie needle.
But
noodle.
Earlier, before this cast even started, I was talking about the weird enduring terms that I use on my friends where I'm like, oh, a little biscuit, or like my favorite little muffin.
Keep going.
Or...
call my little sister Peanut.
Aw, that's cute. Although I've noticed
she
a very
had a peanut
big...
head when she was born. It looked like a big peanut.
I knew a kid, but he had a peanut head like a peanut? In middle school.
No, she grew into it. It's weird. She's like 14 now, and is like a woman. It's weird.
Because
it's weird seeing little kids grow up.
I still don't think I actually have ever grown into my eyeballs. That's just...
Were you called Peanut?
No.
Like how big were your eyes when you were a kid? Like anime size?
I think they're the same size that they've always been. And
anime
my
size?
Face is still
intense.
Like super tiny that I've never grown into my eyeballs. The rest of my family members grew into their big eyes, but I did not, however. And
I had huge eyes as a baby, too. I got a lot of shit. If you look at pictures, I'm just like... Everyone was like, is he ever going to grow into his head? Because he's just huge as a baby. But then you turn into an adult, I guess.
I don't know. Like, I feel like half the time I get carded is because they're like, your eyes are so big.
They're not that big,
and
though.
Your face is so tiny. How old are you? Are you even a real person? No, I'm kidding.
Are you even a real person?
I'm kidding.
Prove that you're from Earth.
Holy crap. I just realized I'm in my favorite... apartment I've ever been to.
Welcome to the Socially Awkward Studios.
Pardon me.
Don't pardon yourself, Caleb. Welcome to the Underground Railroad on the Socially Awkward Studios Horrid Radio Network.
Squibbity squib.
Boop, boop, boo. we got 2 minutes to work with, kids. So, hey, once again, round robin. Tell everybody... who you are and where they can stream your music online.
Starting from me?
Yeah, might as well. Because you're the closest one to me right now. And I've got to give Mark a black eye before the night's over.
Because that's all I want from you.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I just want to know you care.
Yeah, instead of Dr. Dog's song, Jackie wants a black eye. Mark just wants a black eye.
Just beat me.
Okay, right, so Conifer.
Yeah, I'm Conifer. Conifur, and you could check me out at conifer.bandcamp.com and also facebook.com/conifers. So Conifer, S-E.
Okay, Caleb, can we find any of your music online?
No.
No, why not?
Porter,
secretive bastard.
He's a hermit. He's a troglodyte.
No.
They were thinking about featuring.
I wanna hear more of
Horde's music from other friends and people.
I wanna hear more of you though. I wanna hear peas. Peas and carrots.
Come to Twisted Sister tomorrow.
Okay.
Do it.
I think I can make that happen.
It's on Apache and
I don't know.
Terrace? It's the bar. That place.
Okay.
The bar.
Oh, the one that just says
the bar.
The bar. The one that says bar.
Okay.
The bar.
I know what you're talking about. I never wanted to go there.
Got
it.
It
looked
kind
of sketch. Although I go to Long Long's. So.
Mm-hmm. Hey, whatever. Palo Verde is my favorite dive bar in Tempe. Paul.
It has a great.
All right. You can find me at dangerpaul.com. Really, it's very simple. My music.
Damn, you are so professional.
It's legit.
I only wish.
And finally.
I'm Mark Norman. You can find me on Mark Norman on Facebook. It's Mark with a C. And Narc Mormon which is one of my bands.
Narc Mormon.
That's a great
And that's on
name.
Facebook too. And Ghetto nice. Cowgirl, which is another one of the bands, which is on Facebook, and also Velvet Elvis.
Facebook.
Which Velvet is another Elvis. One of my bands that's on.
Are they on
Facebook?
Yeah.
And I'm on KWSS morning show TMI.
With Beef Vegan.
With Beef Vegan on 93.9 FM.
That frequency is about to grab another little slot,
And we're about
slot,
to get syndicated
though.
To KQCX.
Because I hate
which
when...
we don't have
Mark,
the... It's going to hit East Valley.
I hate yeah, when I'm, like, listening to KWSS in my freaking car, and I'm coming over a part of the 60, and I can't listen to it anymore.
Whatever. That is...
That's the worst.
13
the
watts
worst.
Of domestic violence coming at you.
Okay, so again, if I go missing or if I have a big black eye the next time I see you, you know where it came from.
Big black guy.
This is recorded proof. Yeah, no, it came from
black man. Right
now. No, it's not even gonna be like, oh, Erin got too drunk and decided to like try skateboarding with her dog. It's gonna be like Mark Norman did it. So, otherwise. If you love the Underground Railroad and you like this show tonight, and if you're not already a friend of ours on Facebook, do it.
No.
Because I'll send Mark Norman after you.
No.
I'm going to do it.
And I promise I'll get better on Twitter, and maybe we'll even start an Instagram page. I don't know. So many possibilities for the Underground Railroad, but thanks, y'all, for coming out tonight. And
Instagram
listening.
Rules. I love Instagram.
Wait, hold on. This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com. Natalie's in love with the guy on that one show.